This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
He's been called the colourful Mozart of Gen Z, a seven-time Grammy winner and one of the most inventive musical minds of our time. Whether he's composing in impossible keys or leading a stadium crowd in four-part harmony, Jacob Collier doesn't just play music, he reimagines what it can be. And now he's bringing his mind-blowing live show back to Australia for a full national tour in December. Jacob Collier, welcome to the Drive Studios.
It's so nice to be here.
We love having you here. Now, you've sold out, you just sold out two nights at the Adelaide Cabaret Festival. What's it like performing for an Australian audience?
Oh, it's just the best in the world. There's nothing quite like an Australian audience. The refreshing thing about cabaret audiences in particular is that they're open to anything. They're kind of ready for an adventure. But I would say ever since the first time I came to Australia, there's something very very open, very energetic, very magnificent about the whole way of being as an audience member, and I love it so much.
We love having you here. Now, your Australian tour, the big news, what can we expect in December?
Well, okay, first of all, it'll be summertime, just in case you're listening and you weren't aware of that. I'm very excited to come back when it's warmer. But it's really, really exciting to be coming back and doing these crazy venues with this amazing band of mine. So we're going to bring a show which is partly very structured and very locked in and with all sorts of production and trees and instruments, like 100 instruments on the stage and all sorts of things. But also it's completely improvised and very wide open. So it's an interesting hybrid between these two ways of being. And I think I've always loved both of those things very much. So it's quite thrilling for me to be able to bring that here to Australia.
So completely improvised. You're known for pushing musical boundaries. You've written songs in keys that don't exist.
That is true.
And created tracks with hundreds of layers. Where do these ideas, where do they even start?
It's a really interesting question. I don't really know where ideas come from. All I know is that ever since I was just a little wee lad in London growing up, there was something I found so exciting about music as a language. And I think specifically about the combination of ingredients together that wouldn't usually go together. I think to me, one of the most satisfying definitions of creativity I've ever heard is that it's about collision. It's like A meets B and things come together and they spark and they make light. And so I think with music, one of the things I've always loved to do is to do this with instruments, do this with genres, do this with styles. And then I think that the more I've sort of become sort of deep in the language of music, I've realized how many emotions are available to you if you can dig inside the cracks that of the lines of things that we think exist. So, for example, one note and another note on the piano, if you carve a journey in between those notes, you can find all sorts of secret things to be unleashed. So I'm very excited by the human potential, I think, that's possible when we kind of create music from a place of fearlessness and sort of share it, you know.
Do you think that's why your music's being described of having both joy and generosity?
That is a lovely thing to say. I don't know who said that. It's lovely. those are two words I enjoy and I think two kind of bases from which I think it's good to spring. I think joy is less about being kind of cheery and happy. It's more about just being alive. There's something about being alive that is just inherently joyful in the sense that we're always expressing the world as we see it. Generosity just feels automatic. If you love something, you want to give it back. That's my experience.
You've said that music has a power to unite people across cultures and continents. Do you think in a troubled world as we are in now, do you think we need music more than ever, and can it play a role in bringing us all together?
Oh, it absolutely can. I mean, I've seen firsthand just how transformative it can be, not just for audiences, but also just for me, you know, as a human in the world who's trying to figure out what matters and what's important and solve problems and just be a sponge. I think music is an astonishingly liberating place to expand the world and experience the world. And I think it does a lot of really complex things in really simple ways, you know.
Jacob, let's talk about something else. Many of your performances end up with thousands of people singing in harmony.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
Now, if I started singing, I'd sound like a screeching cat.
Oh, gosh.
So how do you get thousands of people to sing in harmony? How does that happen?
It's a great question. So I've been really interested, I would almost say obsessed with this concept of getting the audience involved and getting them singing over the years. My first ever tour was with a one-man band. So it was just me. So in the absence of bandmates, the audience stepped in and became the band. And if you ask a few thousand people individually to sing a song, it's likely to be quite chaotic. But if you bring people together in a room and then you give them the right conditions, my experience has been that people really do come together and sing as a collective, as a whole, in a whole different way. And it's become a really foundational part of my show, actually.
What would you say to people who are scared of singing and to come along?
Well, first of all, there's no pressure to sing if you don't want to. But second of all, you'll probably find when you come into the room that you're surrounded by people who are really encouraging and hopefully it'll be an environment that you feel like you can find yourself with.
What is that feeling you get, though, when you do go to one of your concerts and there's this... Is it emotion? Is it transformative? There's a feeling and you leave with a... There's just a feeling you get from it. It's a really good feeling. What is it? Is it a healing feeling?
I think the feeling I hope people walk away with is the feeling that they were a part of something and that their presence made a difference. You know, I've been to lots of concerts where I'll watch the person on stage playing and I think, wow, they're brilliant. You know, they're really great. But I think all too few concerts where I've walked away thinking, I can do that. That's for me. So I think, you know, if there's a feeling I can leave people with that's about that. It's just about sort of the joy and generosity, I would say, of joining people together and lifting them up. I think that's definitely something worth pursuing, for sure.
Is music a language?
I think it's the biggest and best language in the world.
I love it. Jacob, so good to chat with you. Thank you so
Likewise.
Much for joining us today.
Thanks
so
for having
your
me.
Tour starts in December when it's warmer. Here
yes.
in Australia.
Yes.
Adelaide sold out. Thank you so much for joining us. Tickets go on pre-sale this Friday, I believe, if you want to grab them. So, Jacob, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Joy.
Cheerio.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.